Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We return to James chapter 1, verses 22 and following, actually, as we continue talking about this danger of merely hearing God's word without obeying its commands. Evidently a very prevalent danger in the day in which James wrote, and indeed a very prevalent danger in the day in which you and I live. The danger is stated in verse 22, where James, by the Spirit of God, writes, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And then he goes on from this plain statement of the danger to illustrating it in verses 23 and 24, and then telling us how to avert it in verse 25. And so this is very important teaching for the people of God. In fact, indeed, this is good teaching for everybody, if you will have ears to hear and will value this portion of God's eternal word. So we treasure this opportunity on Friday, March the 9th, and we are grateful for those radio listeners whose gifts enable us to maintain the Beacon Broadcast on this station. Well, as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, James first states the danger positively, and then he states it negatively. First, he says what to do, and then what he tells us what not to do. He says, "Be ye doers of the word." Okay? What do you mean by that? "And not hearers only." That's stating it positively and then negatively so that we'll understand what he's talking about. "Be ye doers of the word." What do you mean by that? "Not hearers only." Don't just listen to it, but not do anything about it. And then there is this attached warning, because if we fail to listen to this admonition from Scripture and to put it into practice in our lives, what will happen? We will deceive ourselves. "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." There is a process of deception that goes on when people are in the habit of listening to God's word without applying it to their lives, listening to God's word without doing what it says. Some people actually measure their spirituality by the quality of their hearing and the quantity of their information about the Bible rather than their active obedience to what the Bible says. But what James is telling us is that it to be sound in doctrine is not enough. Or maybe another way of putting it is this: you are not sound in doctrine if you are not obeying what you believe, what you understand might be a better way, because when you really know what believe means in the biblical sense of that term, you don't believe it unless you obey it. We tend to use the word believe simply as a matter of knowledge and understanding. If we understand something and believe it to be true, we say that we believe it. But the Bible does not consider that we believe it until we put it into action. Then we really believe it. There are a lot of people who deceive themselves about this. There are a lot of people who think they believe in Jesus Christ because they believe the facts about him. They don't doubt it. They don't deny them. They believe the gospel, that whoever believes in Jesus will be saved. They affirm all of these things to be true. They consider themselves to be believers, but there is no evidence that the power of the gospel has changed their lives, that it has enlisted any kind of surrender, any kind of obedience, any kind of commitment to be a follower of Jesus Christ. That seems to be absent. There's just simply this affirmation that I believe. Not in the Bible sense, you don't believe. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. The warning here is for those who are satisfied to possess this means of grace without applying it. The Bible is a primary, maybe the most important, means of grace. It is the instrument through which God ministers grace to our souls. The Bible is a means of grace, and the various ways that the Bible is inculcated, reading the Bible, hearing the Bible expounded, these are means of grace. Memorizing the Scriptures, means of grace. Prayer is a means of grace. These are the two primary means of grace. We can add other things. The assembly of the saints, where God's people minister to one another, edify one another in the most holy faith, and hear the word of God, and pray, all of these elements. Prayer and the word of God are incorporated into the meeting of the saints, but there are special blessings attached to the assembly of the saints that are not attached to private devotions and individual activities in relationship to the Christian faith. And so the assembly of the saints would be a means of grace. Baptism and the Lord's Supper are considered to be a means of grace if they're properly understood. You have to be very careful because many people take these to be elements of salvation, and that's not what we mean by the means of grace. The Bible is a means of grace, but the Bible alone does not save anyone. Prayer is a means of grace, but prayer alone does not save anyone. And so forth. And that's what James is talking about here. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Some people are satisfied to possess the means of grace without applying it. And so James says, do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Have you ever heard the term cultural Christians? A cultural Christian is someone who is a Christian because that's the culture to which they have been introduced. That's the culture to which they are exposed. That's the culture that they were born into and grew up in. Many people consider themselves to be a Christian because they were born in a nation where the majority of people are Christians. I started to say in a Christian nation. In some cases, that is what it is called, and some people are born into that situation. America should never be called a Christian nation because there was a clear effort from the founding days of our country to establish neutrality in regard to the government and religion. Whereas, the contrast, of course, is nearly every European nation which at one time or another had a state church. And those nations were all called Christian nations because, indeed, there was a governmentally supported representation of the Christian religion in the state church. At times, of course, that meant that if people didn't yield to the state church, they were persecuted. In more modern times, it means that people are free to choose, but as far as what they will believe in and participate in, but where you have a state church, people are not free to not support the church. It's part of your paying of taxes. Your taxes go to support the church, whether you believe in it or not, whether you attend it or not, whether you are active in it or not, or whether you participated in it or not. And countries that do that are called Christian nations, though very few of them reflect much of genuine Christianity today, if they ever did. But people have this cultural idea. If you're born into a country that is predominantly Christian, I am therefore a Christian. If I'm born into a family where the family considers itself to be Christian, then I am a Christian. That's cultural Christianity. If I have gone to church all of my life, I'm therefore a Christian. And many people have that idea. And James says, that's deceptive. That's deceptive. That's what I'm talking about. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. If the word of God that you have been exposed to, that you hear, does not affect your actions, then you are no Christian. You are deceived. And dear friends, deception is bad. And self-deception is the worst of all. Deceiving yourselves. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. It's bad enough when somebody else deceives you. And there are many warnings in the Bible. Beware of this teaching, beware of that teaching, beware of this kind of teacher, beware of that kind of teacher. There are deceivers out there. They have you in their telescope. They're scoping you out. They're targeting you. They intend to make you their trophy. They are going to make you their prey if you allow them to. Don't be deceived by others. But here the danger is, don't deceive yourselves. The only other place in the Bible where we are warned about deceiving ourselves is in Colossians 2:4. And here's what it says. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. That's the only other place where this word, this exact word for deception is used. And there it means to be led astray from the faith, to be deceived regarding your salvation. And I take it, therefore, that that's what James has in mind here. Even though he's writing this book to Christians, we know that not everyone who calls himself a Christian, who attends church, who belongs to a church, who identifies with the church, we know that not everybody in that category is a genuine Christian. And James is helping us. James is helping us mightily. He's telling us how not to be deceived, not to be self-deceived. Don't be merely a hearer of the word without being a doer, because when you do that, you are deceiving yourself. And the sad thing is, you're going to go through life considering yourself to be a Christian, believing that you're ready to die, believing that you are ready to meet the Lord, and you're going to die and be unprepared. You will have no righteousness because you don't have the righteousness of Christ. You have never truly believed on Christ. You have believed a lot of things about Him. You've heard about Him, but the message of Christ that has come to you has not gripped your soul. It has not changed your heart. It has not enlisted your commitment, enlisted your loyalty. You have been a hearer of the word, but not a doer, and in that way, you have deceived yourself. Dear friend, don't let that be you. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.